even at this meeting here, the difference in this meeting and it's a lot of epidemiology meetings is that the flavor of understanding pathogenesis, etiology, what do you do about it, what do you mean, comes out in all the discussions, no matter what, even if you don't know the first thing about
it,
even if you don't, much, much more here. And that's what all of the meetings should have, you know, that's what it all should be. I mean, you know, as I do,
it's getting a matter of size, too.
You know, the old days in the Epi Council meetings, I mean, it was, you know, the battle, there'd be a battle royal there, but, you know, but it was all oriented that same direction. Everybody who was coming to that meeting had the idea, you know, whether it wasn't just, well, how do you know, well, is physical activity related to coronary disease? Well, is it good if you increase physical activity, you reduce coronary disease? What the hell do you know about that? What can we do? You know, ride around, you know, Paul Dudley White riding around a bicycle and things like that.
Yeah. And tell me, dramatic experiences.
Well, of course, for me, the most dramatic probably in my career was when Abe Lilienfeld died suddenly. I mean, walking in a railroad station. No, I was a Robert Wood Johnson Health Policy Fellow for a year.
I remember when you went to Washington.
And I went to Washington for a year to work with Claude Pepper, and I was sitting in the office there when I got called. That was very dramatic for me and very traumatic for me. And Abe having a heart attack before that, you know, and then sort of bouncing back after that. He had all kinds of illnesses at a very young age, really. I mean, he was very young when that happened. I mean,
that's the main disease.
And he got basically, you know, he had the surgery, and then he did well for a while, but it was really he had sort of bounced back and had made to me, that was really very traumatic for my career because he was sort of my godfather, even though I had already moved to Pitt. By then, he still was the person I could call on the phone at any time or anything. Yeah. It was sort of really a devastating blow for a lot of us in terms of what we can do.